Greetings. This is news and a view from the Gunflint Trail. The last chapter of 2019 is unfolding, and the Ojibwe freezing over moon unquestionably defines the theme. Our last few days along the Gunflint Trail have been cold, with temperatures locked below freezing. Although not too unusual, the shivery conditions have crept onto the scene quicker than some had hoped. We commence a long, beautiful time of stillness in the forest. The earth up this way is now frozen to about 4 to 6 inches and going deeper each day, so it's now able to support snow. This neighborhood had a thin layer of white as I set to keying this week's scoop, and has added more since. At the same time, water on smaller inland bodies has been under a Zamboni spell since our last meeting on the radio. With the exception of the big lakes, ice has skimmed to varying thicknesses, smooth as glass. Barring a heavy dose of snow anytime soon, rough seas and or a warm-up, hard water should grow to be safe for human usage, perhaps by Thanksgiving. I can see water solidarity being a skater's delight based on current surface observations. The onset of baboon, winter in Ojibwe, up the Gunflint, has shown dramatic changes. Vista traffic has suddenly come to a halt, as most businesses have closed down for this shoulder season. About the only excitement up or down the trail are the white knuckle navigating of byway slippery spots, and roadside explosions from hosts of winter-welcoming snow buntings. Oh yes, there's an occasional critter crossing as well. Speaking of critters on a recent trip up to Trail's End, I met up with a dapper cross fox. I had crossed paths with one up on the Sag Lake Trail this past summer, but it was in a motley summer attire. It's hard telling if this was the same one I met earlier. Regardless, this one was outfitted in regal winter fleece, a mixture of black, silver, and rust, with a luxurious, fluffy tail. Truly a striking example of nature's wonder. Another report came to me regarding a border country battle for the attention of the opposite gender. Somewhere up in this neck of the woods, two bull moose were observed in an antler-to-antler confrontation. Other than the story of this happening, I have no word as to the winner being declared. Betting that bears have turned in for the winter, I have commenced opening the deckside feeding station. Within minutes, wild clamor must have echoed through the woods on the moccasin telegraph. Chickadees, nuthatches, juncos, and blue jays swooped in and have been here nonstop ever since. Of course, my ever-present squirrely friends sprung out of the trees, too. There is frequent mayhem for the many red rodents as they nervously try to minimize jaybird access. It looks to be a busy winter at the Wildersmith Seed Cafeteria, and I'm anxious for the return of those Whiskey Jacks and Pine Marten cuties. While nearly every gunflinter seems to have a fox tale to tell, a fellow recently shared one of his after reading of the return of my furry friend. As the story goes, this guy and his family raised free-range chickens, among them a rooster, as chair chicken of the board. It dictates control over most all things chickens do, including hen-scratching areas around the yard. Mr. Rooster is quite territorial and scurries around keeping others of the flock out of his pecking territory. Further, it gets after several household cats, too. Guess the cats fear this feathered bully, too. A while back, this ruffian cockerel discovered a fox in his part of the yard. Perhaps mistaking Foxy for one of the felines, it decided to assert its jurisdiction by lighting out after this uninvited visitor. Now the fox was having none of this, and reversed pursuit on this rascal rooster. The chase was short, as the barnyard fowl obviously bit off more than it could chew. In fact, it became the chewee. He'll strut and crow his stuff no more. A final lesson learned. As in many lifetime happenings for beings of all species, timing is everything. The fox didn't even have to get into the hen house for its chicken dinner, while for the rooster, neither timing nor judgment favored him on what turned out to be a bad feather day. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where every day is great in the land of whispering pines.